Time for Dial a Doc with FHN in conjunction with Big Radio. Today, we're talking with Clay Cunningham, FHN's Executive Director of Behavioral Health. Good morning, Clay. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
May, Mental Health Awareness Month. Clay, and as Executive Director of Behavioral Health for FHN, you probably know a lot about this. Can you tell us a little bit about why there is a Mental Health Awareness Month?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mental Health Awareness Month has actually been observed in the U.S. since 1949. And the point of the campaign is first and foremost to bring awareness to the prevalence of mental illness and the importance of breaking down the stigma attached to mental illness so that everybody feels safe and comfortable seeking support. In 2023, nearly 23% of adults in the U.S. are currently living with a mental illness, and nearly 20% of children and youth ages 3 through 17 struggle with a mental, emotional, developmental, or behavioral disorder. And this really means that everybody listening to this radio program has either been personally affected by mental health challenges at one point in their lives, or most definitely has had someone close to them, a family member, friend, or coworker affected by mental illness.
Now, one of the themes this year is take some time to look around, look within. Just what does that phrase signify?
Yeah, again, bringing awareness to the importance of optimizing mental wellness is really critical. And similar to the airplane safety warnings that you should put on your own oxygen mask before assisting others, this is the same concept. If we're not prioritizing our mental health and taking care of our own wellness, it's really difficult to recognize when those around us may be struggling and needing support. And the phrase, take some time to look around and look within, also gives us a challenge to examine our environment and how it can affect our overall mental health. From the neighborhood we live in to our genetic makeup, you know, a multitude of factors come into play when it comes to our mental health.
I understand that FHN as an organization is participating in an awareness activity to raise awareness this month. Just what is that?
Yeah, it's our Green Ribbon campaign. Where I work at the FHN Family Counseling Center, we've been spearheading that campaign and passing out green ribbons to all FHN staff, asking them to wear them throughout the month of May to show support to end the silence and stigma present around mental illness. And really, our hope is that patients and our community partners that we work with ask us about the ribbon, which gives us a great opportunity to start a conversation about mental health and provide support and guidance to people who may need it.
That kind of leads me into an offshoot question. There had been kind of a stigma about mental health. Maybe people didn't want to talk about it or tried to ignore it. That's kind of coming around. People realize that, and as you mentioned, almost 25% of people, kids or adults, mm-hmm. have some type of mental health. Has the stigma of that lessened over the last, decade?
We have certainly made great strides to break down the stigma, but it is still perhaps the number one barrier in place for people to get help, which is, again, why it's so important in Mental Health Awareness Month to really talk about the prevalence and importance of seeking treatment when needed.
We're visiting with Clay Cunningham, FHN's Executive Director of Behavioral Health, talking about May Mental Health Awareness Month as part of Dial a Doc and FHN. With that, Clay, what kinds of mental health services are offered by FHN?
Yeah, primarily those services are offered at the Family Counseling Center. We are licensed as a community mental health center and accredited by the Joint Commission to provide outpatient treatment. We provide traditional outpatient services such as psychotherapy, both in the office and via telemedicine. So anybody who wants to receive services from the comfort of their own home over Zoom can do so. We have a team that includes clinical case managers and a recovery support specialist to provide community-based recovery services, like assistance with finding housing and employment, managing Social Security benefits. We also offer psychiatric services, meaning that you can receive a psychiatric evaluation and medications from a psychiatrist or one of our three nurse practitioners. And then we fully understand that treatment doesn't just occur around scheduled appointment times, and so we have walk-in crisis support where one of our clinicians is available during business hours, and then we provide support also to the FHN Memorial Hospital in the emergency department 24/7 for individuals who may be a danger to themselves or others or experiencing symptoms of a more major mental illness.
Tell us a little bit more about the FHN Family Counseling Center. Where is it located, and How many staff are employed there?
Yeah, the Family Counseling Center, which long ago used to be called the Jane Addams Community Mental Health Center, has been in operation actually since 1968. We are located at 421 West Exchange Street, right across from the Freeport Police Department. FCC employs four psychiatric providers, a nursing team made up of RNs and behavioral health techs. We have seven master's level therapists, two clinical case managers, a licensed psychologist, and a recovery support specialist. And we're also a clinical training ground for master's level therapist interns, nurses, and psychiatric nurse practitioners.
Just to get a little perspective on how things have come along, the number of people you just named, were they all doing this 10 years ago?
Oh, not at all. No. Although we do have a pretty veteran staff, but especially with the interns that we bring in, we hope that they'll stick with us for a long time. And so many of them begin their career with us.
You kind of covered this a little bit, Clay. We're talking with Clay Cunningham, FHN's Executive Director of Behavioral Health, with part of maybe Mental Health Awareness Month. In a case of mental health crisis, individuals getting help 24/7. How can they do that?
Yeah, the universal way to access crisis counselors anywhere in the United States is simply by texting or calling 988. That's the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, formerly known as the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And you don't have to be at the point of experiencing thoughts of suicide to use the lifeline, just experiencing any kind of self-defined emotional crisis. And then more locally, many of our patients and community members use Contact of Northern Illinois for similar assistance from a certified specialist volunteer. And their phone number is 815-233-4357.
Do you find in research and studies that have somebody having, even if it's a stranger, just a hotline, having someone to talk to can cut down on suicides?
Absolutely. And with the ability to even text, you know, obviously in today's society, a lot, especially our youth, are far more comfortable texting, and being able to do that and have someone just to listen and provide suggestions and intervention is a huge benefit.
FHN Family Counseling Center also gets involved with substance abuse prevention and education programs, right?
Yeah, we are lucky to be a multi-year recipient of the Department of Human Services Substance Prevention Services grant. That grant provides funding for community and school-based programs really aimed at decreasing youth alcohol, substance misuse, and most recently targeted vaping prevention. And we also get to employ three prevention specialists who work with hundreds of youth in our multiple area schools on prevention-related activities. They also help to complete the Illinois Youth Survey, which all 8th, 10th, and 12th graders do. And that survey provides schools and health agencies really current data from students to understand attitudes and behaviors that impact social problems and academic success.
I'm guessing it's kind of key that people know that they're not alone and there is help and concerned people out there ready to help them.
Yes, absolutely. And to know that there's availability really at any time, day or night, I think is critical.
We'll end with this. If you know someone who needs help in overcoming some type of mental health, behavioral health challenge, or if you'd like help for yourself, how can they get in touch with the FHN Family Counseling Group?
Yeah, the best way to get in touch with us is just to call our main number, which is 815-599-7300. Or stop by any day of the week, Monday through Friday, to pick up an application for services.
You folks are doing great things. We've been visiting with Clay Cunningham, FHN's Executive Director of Behavioral Health, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Maybe a closing thought on what people maybe can run through their brain to look at themselves and maybe other people around them, Clay.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of my mentors said it's not a problem until it's a problem. And so if you're noticing just that in your life that you're not attending to significant activities that you normally did, you're not getting pleasure out of the activities that you normally did, chances are that you may need some support. And the best thing to do is to reach out to someone you trust or certainly reach out for professional help. But it's never too early to seek support.
That's wonderfully said, and don't be afraid to ask. We've been visiting with Clay as part of FHN and Dial-A-Doc today. Thanks so much for joining us. You take care. I hope to talk again soon, okay?
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Yeah, you're very welcome.